Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much. I'm going to read the statement on behalf of G77, etc., and I've been asked to replace the Cambodian representative.
Full presentations. The group welcomes the Digital Economy Report, which offers a balanced analysis of the intersection between two global challenges outlined in the Bridgetown Covenant, accelerating climate change and widening digital divide within and between countries. The report highlights that the connectivity divide is being compounded by e-commerce divides and divides in terms of readiness to make effective use of emerging technologies for economic and environmental objectives. The accelerated speed of digital transformation, with more compute-intensive technologies being applied, particularly in developed countries, is accentuating the divides while at the same time adding to the environmental footprint. The report also identifies opportunities for developing countries if proper policies are implemented by adding value to raw materials and participating in the digital value chain. Resource-rich nations could leverage digitalization for development. We agree, of course, that transitioning to a circular economy, a digital economy, could foster innovation, create jobs, and reduce environmental impact. Small businesses, especially in the informal sector, could benefit from recycling, remanufacturing, and upcycling digital waste, contributing to sustainability while reducing digital divides. In that line, a shift toward inclusive and sustainable digitalization is essential to reversing the unequal ecological exchange. Developed economies with their greater digital capabilities must assume responsibility for reducing the environmental footprint of digitalization while supporting developing countries in benefiting from it. Therefore, policies on digitalization and environmental sustainability must be integrated, not siloed. Policy efforts at the national level or national digital strategies should incorporate sustainability, while environmental policies must account for the impact of digital technologies that offer solutions to environmental concerns. We encourage further exploration of these issues within UNCTAD, particularly through the Intergovernmental Group of Experts on E-commerce and the Digital Economy. In closing, we commend UNCTAD for its research and leadership in fostering multilateral dialogue on this critical issue, and we look forward to further discussions on building an inclusive and sustainable digital future. Thank you very much, Chair.